The Guardian.
If you're a developer working on a mobile app or website and you're searching for a simple payment solution, look no further than Braintree V.0. This snippet of code allows you to accept PayPal, Apple Pay, credit and debit cards and more from customers around the world, all with a single integration. For more information and to try out the sandbox, go to braintreepayments.com/techweekly now.
Hello and welcome to Cyber Updog.
You can't just put the word cyber in front of things to make it sound more internet-y.
Well, what about just the letter E, like email, ebooks, Elena, that sort of thing?
My name doesn't begin with an E just to make it sound more internet-y, Alex.
Cyber Alex.
Stop this.
I'm Cyber Alex Hearn.
And I'm Elena Cressy. Elena Cressy.
And this is Updog, an internet podcast about internet things.
We hope you liked last week's baking-focused episode and agree that Nadia is the greatest cake maker in the world.
We are sorry if you were one of the few people we managed to spoil with news of her victory, but I'm also strangely impressed that you managed to avoid finding out that she'd won until Friday afternoon. I don't even watch the show.
As you told us at great length last week.
And even I passively found out within about 30 minutes of the end of the episode.
The important thing is that we all managed to convince Alex to bake. Alex, what did you bake?
I baked pan au chocolats from pastry that I bought in a can. Baby steps, Len. Baby steps.
Normally, we're the annoyingly young people introducing the wider world to something niche, but this week we are the wider world as we delve into the surprisingly huge scene of esports.
This week, the League of Legends quarterfinals are happening in Wembley Stadium. Even the BBC's there. So we're going to try and work out what the hell is actually happening. Can the mainstream media ever understand this? And does esports even need it to?
But in comes Insect, he's level 6, he's going to go for it.
Double warded.
Yeah, they're going to see him coming in, but it might not even be enough. Here comes the surprise! Under the tower, they're going to take Sat. Can they get Cloud? Insect tanking up the turret, gets himself to double. The tower...
I am fairly baffled.
If I'm honest, me too. I've played a few games like League of Legends, but the level of engagement that its esports side engenders is way beyond my comprehension.
Thankfully, we're joined by someone who can shine a bit of light on the matter. Philippa Waugh, a writer and avid esports fan who is covering the quarterfinals from Wembley for Rock Paper Shotgun. Hi, Pip!
Hiya!
So, esports is fairly massive, right? I mean, it's hard to get a handle on it, but the stats I've got, 100 million people visit streaming site Twitch every month, and more than 25 million watched last year's finals. But that still leaves 7 billion people who don't really get it. So, starting at the beginning, what actually is esports? How does it differ from just playing video games?
So esports, at its most basic, is just organized competitive gaming.
It sounds like me and my family playing Mario Karts. Except with more money.
There are things, yeah, like there are organized tournaments with League of Legends. You actually have proper leagues in different regions of the world, and that sort of is regular gaming sessions that take place throughout the year and lead up to this world championship. So it's a similar idea, but on a global scale with people actually being paid to do this.
What sort of games are played? I mean, League of Legends isn't the twitchy first-person shooter I'd have guessed would be the leading competitive video game.
The games that you tend to find are things like real-time strategy, there's fighting games, there's shooters, so first-person shooters, and then you've also got the MOBA genre, which is where League of Legends and Dota and a game called Smite, those come into that.
What is a MOBA?
It's a multiplayer online battle arena, which it means nothing, essentially, when you actually think about what the phrasing is. But those games, what they have in common is there's two bases, one at either end of a map, and then there's little pathways that lead to that, to those bases from the other one. And what you're trying to do is force your way into the enemy base and destroy it.
So how long does it take people to get so good that they've got a chance of being in the finals of this kind of tournament?
Yeah, that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours.
God, I can't imagine spending that much time in front of it. It's normally a computer screen, I imagine.
Yeah, well, the thing is, because I checked my stats on a similar game called Dota, and I've got nearly 2,000 hours on that.
What? That is dedication.
It just sort of happens over time. I'm obviously not a professional gamer or anything.
So if I tuned in tonight to watch one of the quarterfinal matches, would I have fun? Like, what do I need to know to get it?
That's interesting, because the first time I ever encountered professional League of Legends, really, I went to an event to cover it. And, you know, this was, I knew Dota, so I was like, okay, well, I'll at least know the basics. But I had a really, really good time, even though I didn't know who any of the characters were, I didn't know any of the team backstories, you know, any of that kind of stuff, because people's enthusiasm is infectious. And, like, watching a crowd, like, roar or, you know, boo or, you know, just, like, completely... It's all encompassing, and I absolutely loved being there. I'm not sure if you get the same thing from actually watching it, but something that I'm really interested in is how the BBC are planning on making it comprehensible to a wider audience.
Yeah, I was going to say, because for the first time ever, the BBC are also broadcasting this, sort of. So it'll be shown on iPlayer as part of BBC Three's online offering.
Does anyone in esports need this? What can the BBC bring to the table that isn't already covered by online streaming and by the commentators who are brought in by the gaming companies themselves?
So I don't think that esports needs the mainstream, but I think that the mainstream taking an interest could lead to some interesting developments, like I was saying about, you know, making it comprehensible to people who have no experience of the game or, you know, never wanted to watch the pro scene because it seemed opaque. So I think that if mainstream companies try and tackle it more and more, you're going to sort of see different ways that they're trying to communicate a lot of complicated information, or at least break it down into something that somebody can go, okay, well, I don't really know what any of the rest of this stuff is, but this thing, this particular thing, I can keep track of.
So are players in Esports League actually happy with this going a bit more mainstream, or do they feel like their sport is kind of being, you know, stolen a little bit?
I don't think it's about the sport being stolen. I think that it can be an interesting experience, because when you're covering something as a sport, you take the base game or the fact that people are doing this as kind of legitimate from the get-go. And that can be nice compared to how sometimes gaming is positioned in mainstream media, where people are like, is this even a worthwhile thing? You know, you don't tune into a football match and have people going, yes, but why football? What, you know, are these people just wasting their lives?
Why football? Why rugby? I wonder.
So I think that could be a good thing. And I also think that the BBC, obviously, I do not think that they can compete with what Riot offers themselves from their website in terms of what fans are interested in or what people are accustomed to.
Riot being the
following.
Developer of League of Legends.
Yeah, sorry. What they offer and what fans who follow the scene in a lot of depth and sort of... There's a lot there that I just don't think that the BBC can compete with. So I think it exists alongside. It's not threatening any of the space that already exists.
Thank you very much, Pip War.
No problem.
You can follow Pip's coverage of the whole League of Legends World's Championships at rockpapershotgun.com or on the BBC's website as part of its new scheme to broadcast it on iPlayer. So, Len, what have you learned?
I can make a lot of money if I just quit my job and become really, really, really good at League of Legends.
I actually proposed this to my editor today with a different esports game called Hearthstone, and his only real response was, yeah, but you aren't as good as me, are you?
It's a bit rude, but it sounds like a good plan to me.
I like the idea of an all-Guardian World Finals of Hearthstone.
I don't know what that is!
Thank you very much for listening. If you like us, follow us on Twitter at UpDogCast.
Yay!
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.